Gardner C. Means, who was co-author with A.A. Burley of the Modern Corporation of Private Property, worked as an economic advisor for Henry Wallace, who was Secretary of Agriculture during the first two terms of Rhodes' administration in Washington. And he recalls the effect of the New Deal on that particular city.
I don't think people have really understood yet what a major change in economic direction occurred. And I call it the Roosevelt Revolution. At the time of the New Deal, they started off calling it a revolution and then pretty quickly decided that it wasn't a revolution because so many of our institutions were being shored up and maintained. But what really happened was a shift in point of view. We sort of backed into the 20th century as the yeastiness of experimentation that made the New Deal what it was. And it was because it was a revolution that new things could be tried. And that is the thing that is, to me, crucial. And I think that 100 years from now, when the historians look back on it, they will say, well, there was a huge, big corner turned at that point.
Because until that moment, there was sort of a torpor. There was Hoover. There was seemed to be a paralysis, yes. Isn't there?
After all, Hoover would loan money to farmers to keep their mules alive, but he wouldn't loan money to them to keep their children alive. Now, this was perfectly right within the framework of classical thinking, because each individual, if he couldn't get enough to eat, that was because he wasn't on the ball. It was his responsibility. And the New Deal said unemployment, anybody who's unemployed isn't necessarily unemployed because he's shiftless. The system doesn't provide the jobs, and the system won't allow him to go out and work for himself. A part of my activity was answering the mail, some of the mail for Henry Wallace that came in, that people came in with solutions to problems, proposals. And some of it was really good, and some of it was just, as you could expect, haywire.
Well,
but great quantities of this stuff, and one had to write a nice, polite letter for Henry Wallace to sign.
Now, this, Mr. Means, is very exciting to me. I want to ask you about living with Tugwell. This is roughly the first 100 days around
there. This is 100 days, yes.
Now, people rolled in. Something was happening. There was an openness to ideas.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
That's right.
And who are these people writing in? From everywhere?
Oh, from everywhere. All over. I don't know how many. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess I must have handled 200 or 300 letters. Some of them crackpot. Mm-hmm. Some of them good. And most of them really trying to suggest what could be done, because the country was aware, as never before and never since, that it was on the edge of something or other rather horrible. And if they didn't solve this one, where were you? In fact, I was talking with a couple of days ago with one of the old New Dealers, and when I asked him, what was the feel, the tone? We both had agreed that this was a very exciting period to us. And the tone in his, we were down here saving the country. There was just no question in our minds that we were saving the country. We were participating in a great New Deal undertaking to save the country. It was very exhilarating.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. It was a very exciting period, and particularly to us youngsters.
Gardner C. Means reflecting.